Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
CBS News Brief. Dozens of Democrats in the Texas legislature face threats of legal action. It's after they fled the state to block a redrawing of districts in Republicans' favor ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson on what Texas's governor is doing.
What Greg Abbott is relying on is a essentially advisory opinion from the Texas Attorney General's office. That's not binding.
President Trump is threatening to hike U.S. tariffs on Indian goods over its purchases of Russian oil. Correspondent Weijia Jiang.
The president said that India is not only buying massive amounts of oil from Russia, they are then for much of the oil purchased, he says, selling it on the open market for big profits.
Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace has launched a campaign for South Carolina governor. She made the announcement at the Citadel today, a military college where she became the first woman to graduate from the Corps of Cadets program in 1999. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The driver will be different October 1st for Harley-Davidson. The CEO of Topgolf is set to become Harley-Davidson's next president and CEO, taking over October 1st. A statement says Artie Starrs has a track record of growing businesses and comes with a fresh non-motorcycle perspective. The current CEO, Joshen Zeitz, will remain briefly as a senior advisor to the company. The air quality alert has been extended through tomorrow. The National Weather Service has extended the warning due to Canadian wildfire smoke. It'll run through noon on Tuesday. That means ongoing warnings to those in sensitive groups about their outdoor activities. Cases of measles are at the highest level they've been in over 30 years, and now there have been confirmed cases up north. The State Department of Health Services are urging parents to vaccinate their children before this next school year. Melissa Kay has more.
While vaccination rates held close to the previous year when disregarding the new meningitis vaccine requirement for 7th through 12th graders, rates are still below the 95% needed to prevent an outbreak. 89.3% of Wisconsin students meet the minimum vaccination requirements. Last year, whooping cough surged in Wisconsin classrooms. Nearly 3,000 cases of this vaccine-preventable illness were reported to DHS. Now, with measles cases having been reported in the state, DHS officials warn that one out of every four people in the U.S. who contract this highly contagious disease are hospitalized.
With about a month left and probably lots of summer sun and heat left to go, there are water-related deals for people living in the area. Milwaukee County Parks is offering 50% off season passes at two of their aquatic centers, which will get you into cool waters in the Schultz Aquatic Center for unlimited visits. There's more about the deal on the county's website. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
The Brewers take on the Braves.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight in Atlanta, where the Brewers face the Braves. Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee against the Braves. Eric Fetty. The Brewers had to place Jacob Mizorowski on the 15-day IL over the weekend. The Miz still dealing with a severely bruised shin bone after getting hit with a ball during the Cubs game last week. The crew brought up Logan Henderson to start in their 14-3 win over the Nationals to complete a sweep. Outfielder Sal Frelick dealing with a knee injury Pat Murphy revealed over the weekend.
It's part of his meniscus. He's had surgery on it back in 19, and yeah, the doctors will have to tell you what they think. I mean, we got Churio down for a while. Now Sal, we don't exactly position player depth. We have some, but it's not as deep as we'd like, but yeah, we'll just keep rolling.
The Brewers remain in first place, two games ahead of the Cubs. NFL, the Packers have the day off. Tight end Tucker Kraft sat out family night with a groin injury. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wildfire smoke still stuck to the area, bringing a hazy sunshine today with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving and the wildfire smoke stays here tonight too. It should clear by tomorrow afternoon, giving way to more blue skies and high temperatures flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
NFL Hall of Famer, College Football Hall of Famer, Mr. Joe Thomas. You were telling us a little bit about being drafted number 3. You skipped the draft.
I went fishing that day, and I never did it for anything other than I just much rather spend the day fishing with my dad, and I'm hoping that that's a story that keeps being told and gives people a reason. Like, you know what, instead of working today, I'm going to go fishing with my kid. I'm going to make the time because it's impactful. It's memories that they're going to remember for the rest of their life.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us Monday for an important show. Measles is on the rise. Vaccinations are down. We talk to the folks at Wisconsin Watch and what that means for you. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 540 WAUK, Waukesha's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the third hour of our program. The Office of Special Counsel has decided that they are going to investigate the previous special counsel, Jack Smith, former special counsel, the guy who had the audacity to try to prosecute Donald Trump in multiple venues, by the way, for multiple crimes that I doubt any of us would argue Trump did not commit, frankly. Officially, they're saying that Trump abused his position, you know, that it was a politicized prosecution, blah, 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 blah. Basically, the bottom line is Trump wants payback. And this all came after Tom Cotton. Tom Cotton, the Republican senator from Arkansas, is arguably one of the most, you know, pathetically cynical Republicans in the United States Senate. I mean, he's just one of these, you know, take no prisoners guys. And he formally requested this investigation by the Office of the Special Counsel into Jack Smith, accused him of using his position to influence the 2024 election. Of course, Jack Smith's investigation started before Donald Trump announced that he was running for president. Trump announced he was running for president immediately after the investigation started. And most people figure that the reason why he did that was not that he thought he could win or that he wanted to run for president, but that he figured this was the best way to shut down the investigation. And it didn't work. Or the prosecution, the investigation of the prosecution, it didn't work. And he ended up getting convicted of 34 felonies in New York. And I think, frankly, he would have been easily convicted down in Florida if Judge Aileen Cannon had not decided that she was going to, you know, do everything she could for Donald Trump. I mean, this is another one of these more pathetic examples of, you know, just like out of the Weimar Republic, you know, of people in positions of power just rolling over to do exactly what the wannabe dictator wants. So it's pretty amazing. I mean, the Office of Special Counsel had been under the control of a guy named Jameson Greer for months. He was Trump's top administrative handyman. And, you know, he was stripping whistleblower protections and rejecting wrongful termination complaints and all that kind of stuff. But now Trump needs a big time distraction. And he's got a new guy running the Office of Special Counsel. His name is Paul Ingracia. He's a far right activist. And now the leash is off. He has one job, and that is apparently to go after Trump's enemies. And Jack Smith is the first shot at it, at least according to Rosie the Resister over on theresistersreport.substack.com. So anyhow, they make the point that this whole thing is technically, legally possible, but, you know, morally, practically, this is just wrong. You just don't. I mean, Ken Starr released all 400 and some odd pages of the report on Bill Clinton getting a BJ, and it was filled with just insanely graphic detail. And, you know, now they, you know, Jack Smith hasn't even issued a report, to the best of my knowledge. on what he learned. Frankly, I thought he should have. I thought he should have done like Ken Starr did, but he didn't. He had more class than that, shall we say. Meanwhile, our geeky science for the day, and then I'll pick up your phone calls here. Plastic is causing plastic pollution, $1.5 trillion a year in damage to human health and the environment. This is an article that was published in The Lancet this last week comparing plastic pollution in the air to lead pollution in the air. It says, and I quote, consistent evidence for multiple health effects at all stages of human life occur for many plastic chemicals. They found that infants and young children were especially at risk. Quote, these effects include impaired reproductive potential, polycystic ovary syndrome, endometriosis, perinatal effects, including miscarriage, reduced birth weight, and malformation of the genital organs, diminished cognitive function, in other words, lower IQ, insulin resistance, hypertension and obesity in children, and type 2 diabetes, vascular disease, stroke, obesity, and cancer in adults. They are pointing to microplastics. They said the amount of plastic produced by the world has risen from 2 million tons in 1950 to 475 million tons in 2022. The last number we have, the last year we have numbers for. That number is projected to triple by 2060. Yet currently less than 10% of all plastic is recycled. And even the recycling process can release massive amounts of microplastics. So it's getting pretty wild out there. And, if you're feeding your kids stuff in little plastic containers, I've seen these juices and applesauce and stuff in these little squeezable plastic pouches. You are lacing your children with microplastics. You want to the extent that it's possible, give your children fresh fruit, fresh vegetables. You can make your own applesauce and stuff like that. You can buy little grinders and things. We used to do that with our kids. We made all of our own baby food from scratch. Stay away from the plastic packaging. It's just, especially if you've got little kids. But, this is for all of us. This is really for all of us. So what's on your mind today? Let's pick up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Yeah, thanks so much. You're talking, I think actually the Fourth and Ninth Amendments of the Constitution guarantee the right to privacy. But what I called about is they're freaking out over the drag shows there in Florida and probably every other place as well. But just so I happened to be channel surfing the other night and come to the Wisconsin PBS channel, they're rerunning Some Like It Hot, starring Jack Lemmon and Tony Curtis, dressed in drag to escape the mob. And
that's right.
And nobody freaked out about that. And at the end of the movie, because I don't know if I'd ever saw the movie all the way through, that the guy that's boating them off, is Tony. Was Jack Lemmon finally admits, well, I'm a woman, and apparently he's going to marry this guy as a woman. And the guy says, so I'm a woman. And the guy says, well, nobody's perfect. I mean, as a joke in the end, that he doesn't care that the fact that this guy is going to be marrying a man.
Yeah.
But I mean, there was a show on television, Bosom Buddies, with Tom Hanks, and they're dressed as women to accomplish what? I can't remember. I didn't watch the show.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that why they're freaking out over this when we actually have a man potentially who is a predator, and we do not know if Pam Bondi is protecting this man. I mean, my question is what happens if indeed he is guilty of the worst of the worst?
You're talking about Trump here, right?
Talking about Trump. And she's put to the question under oath, say, have you seen evidence that Donald Trump has abused children? And, what is she going to say? I mean, I take the Fifth Amendment. I mean, the fact that they're redacting all this information there, how many people have now seen the information on what Trump was engaged in there and the danger for the you brought up the Jack Smith thing. What is the danger there that, okay, Jack Smith, okay, open up to deposition, and this is all the information I was looking at back here then. So it wasn't our,
the discovery might be interesting.
It's everything. The discovery is going to turn out everything. Donald
Except
Trump
this
is
a criminal process. Well, there's still discovery. Okay, keep going.
And Donald Trump is, by definition, that every definition, as highlighted in the Declaration of Independence, a tyrant and unfit to be the leader of a free people.
Yeah.
I paraphrase that a bit there. The man is guilty of so many of the indictments under the, which is what the Declaration of Independence was listed, indictments against the King of England.
Mm-hmm.
Well, taxation without representation is his tariffs.
Yeah.
Because as you pointed out earlier today, is that Congress is supposed to be the one that is taxing us and doing our trade policy.
Exclusively.
And they're not doing it. Trump is doing it by executive order. So two constitutional violations right there, Mr. Trump. And Congress needs to step up and do the right thing.
Yeah, I'm with you, Mark. I am. And they won't. I mean, we both know it. And that's why they're so terrified of Democrats winning in November of 2026. Mark, thanks a lot for the call. It's 15 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman Program. Fair and only slightly unbalanced. I'll be right back with your calls. Stick around.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back with you. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sound good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. Personally, my favorites are their sleep gummies. They really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night and struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be around long, so don't wait. Visit CBDistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything. At CBDistillery.com, code VIP. CBDistillery.com, not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
540 WAUK presents This Week in Waukesha, a weekly podcast available anytime you want it.
Hey, it's Downtown Danny Brown, and This Week in Waukesha, we are acting locally, thinking globally, talking about the floods in Texas, who's to blame, and what can we learn about it here in Wisconsin. We're also going to honor the baseball's rising stars, especially at the local level, and then, of course, the politics of softball. Join us. It's going to be a great show.
This Week in Waukesha, a podcast always available online at waukradio.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for Attorney General, Lieutenant Governor, Secretary of State, and State Treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Frank Anderson, who is the founder of Wisconsinology.com. You were great in the documentary. That's really exciting.
I'm really not as a documentary filmmaker because I get bored so quick. You have to really dig into your subject, and you got to show up every day, sometimes for years.
Yeah.
To let a story unfold or to find a story. I'm good for one day.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Be part of an historic event. Join Lech Walesa, the Nobel Peace Prize winner, former president of Poland, and one of the world's greatest leaders, on his first ever grand lecture tour across 28 cities in the United States and Canada. Register today at HistoryExplorer.com to hear directly from a global hero who changed the course of history and inspired millions around the world. Now the greatest challenges of our time lie ahead. Democracy is being tested. Freedoms are under pressure. The world is changing before our very eyes. Are we ready for these changes? How do we fight for a better tomorrow? Lech Walesa will take you behind the scenes of one of history's greatest turning points to draw lessons for a future we must build together. Join Lech Walesa, the true hero of our times, for a conversation that will shape tomorrow. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime event. To reserve your seats now, head over to HistoryExplorer.com. Again, that's HistoryExplorer.com to reserve your seats now to hear Lech Walesa. HistoryExplorer.com.
While fortunes vanish, jobs are gone, the banks foreclose. Morbidly rich, just strike a pose. They pour the scotch, they clink their glass. They buy up stocks while you collapse. A crisis means it's time to play another fire sale today. Stock market meltdown, it's happy hour. Pour the drinks,
that's why Green's favorite song. There you go, 22 minutes past the hour. Paul in Henderson, Nevada. Hey, Paul, what's up?
Hey, hey, Tom. Hey, you know, you always talk the long game. And you know who's really good at it?
Hmm.
Peter Thiel.
Oh, yeah.
So you could, you know, I brought this up the other day with somebody. So, like,
J.D. Vance is his long game.
That's part of his long game, but go back before that. When, remember Gawker?
Mm-hmm.
And they outed him as a homosexual, and he tried to get him on him, but they didn't do that. But he bankrolled the suit for Hulk Hogan that took him down.
Yep.
And so now you go for fast forward, and yeah, he's got J.D. Vance, but he's doing more damage than Elon Musk did with Dodge. Planetary is just evil.
Palantir.
I mean, Palantir. People don't realize. And now media is afraid to go after him because of that. So he did it to get rid of media. So that's a long game.
I don't know that he's on a Jeremiah against our media. I mean, Palantir, for people who don't know, is a company that now has contracts with the CIA and the federal government that is a massive data broker, basically, consolidator, spy operation, whatever you want to call it. And, you know, it's got a lot of legitimate uses. I mean, you know, what they're doing. But there are some people who are concerned that this is the forerunner of a massive surveillance state.
Yeah, because he got all the data from Dodge. He did.
Well, so. We don't know that for sure, but it's people are certainly Elon Musk probably did. And whether he's using that for political purposes or whether he's using that to feed Grok or, you know, to
yeah,
tweak
and like
algorithm.
I said, that whole Gawker thing was so that he could keep his name out of the media, and the media is just afraid to talk anything bad about him.
Yeah, so it seems. But, you know, he does keep a fairly low profile. Yeah, Paul, good points all. Thank you. Jurai, in Florida. Hey, Jurai, what city are you in?
Tom, how are you?
Good. What city are you in?
I'm like in Hillsborough County.
Hillsborough County.
Yes. Hey, Tom. I would like to say this. I'm glad you are mentioning about this gerrymandering because, in my opinion, I think every blue state needs to expand it because in these red states, one day they will be expanded. So basically, this in these blue states like California, New York, Maine, and Nevada, these Democrats and legislators and the government, they should expand because most of these red states, they will one day try to expand, like you just said earlier.
No, and include Oregon and Washington and Michigan and Wisconsin and Minnesota and, you know, Illinois, all the states in the Northeast.
Yeah, and see, like, for example, here in Florida, I truly believe it because DeSantis said he has found some interest. So if he does that, then, hey, then every other red state is going to do it because there's a chance DeSantis will try to expand it, and that's why it's difficult for Democrats to win it. So the DNC chairman, if I was the DNC chairman, what can he do in case if all these, like, red states expand it so that way Democrats can try to, like, pick up seats?
Yeah, well, let's just be clear, Jirai. It's not up to the DNC chairman, although I believe he can be the moral force and the driving force behind it. But every state has different rules about how they handle gerrymandering. And some do have to do it through the legislature. Some might be vulnerable to an executive order. I don't know. Some, you know, have independent commissions that can only be overridden by a special election. You know, a new ballot measure, that would be California, for example. So every state's going to have to do it in their own way. And for some states, the wins might be fairly minimal. I mean, here in Oregon, I think we only have one Republican legislator, and I think it would be almost impossible to gerrymander that person out of existence. But, you know, somewhat larger states like Washington State, I think they might be able to do it.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Step by step. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm completely with you. We need to. It's a war. You don't go to war with poetry. You go to war with guns. And not that we're talking about shooting people or specific violence, but you use the weapons of the war. This is a political war, and the weapon is the vote. The weapon is one weapon is gerrymandering. Jirai, thank you so much.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
Out of two Americans think their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, we'll have Dan Hagen from Newswatch 12 in Rhinelander, Chad Holmes from our Civic Media Station in Wausau, and our Way Up North segment from Ashland.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Maybe the big bids will come in at the end. After being on the auction block for a couple of weeks, there's not a lot of interest so far in the remains of the Deep Thought boat. The high bid for Milwaukee's infamous abandoned boat at the moment is about $1,200, far short of the $20,000 goal hoped for by the county. The auction closes tomorrow. The county isn't expected to go after the boat owners for the costs, saying attorney fees wouldn't make it worth it. After a contentious spring election, the state Supreme Court has a new justice. Sholly Pittman reports.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, Justice Susan Crawford. Let's get you sworn in because we got a lot of work to do.
It's official. Susan Crawford is now a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Crawford was sworn in last Friday at the state capitol. Friday's ceremony included remarks from past colleagues, including Judge Everett Mitchell and former Governor Jim Doyle, under whom Crawford served as chief legal counsel. Now Justice Crawford's swearing in begins her 10-year term on the court. Crawford was sworn in by Chief Justice Jill Karofsky. She's taken the seat left by outgoing Justice Anne Walsh Bradley, who had her own celebration at the Capitol in June. Crawford's win in April over former Attorney General Brad Schimmel bolstered the court's liberal majority. The race was a repeat of 2023. It smashed spending records for any state Supreme Court race across the nation. For Civic Media News, I'm Sholly Pittman.
The air quality alert has been extended through tomorrow. The National Weather Service has extended the warning due to Canadian wildfire smoke. It'll run through noon on Tuesday. That means ongoing warnings to those in sensitive groups about their outdoor activities. And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wildfire smoke still stuck to the area, bringing a hazy sunshine today with high temperatures reaching the upper 70s. Winds are barely moving and the wildfire smoke stays here tonight too. It should clear by tomorrow afternoon, giving way to more blue skies and high temperatures flirting with 80. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jay Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, our friend and colleague Todd Alba joins us after 9:30 to break down the news in Wisconsin. Terry Barr in hour number 2 for Audio Sorbet. Don't miss it.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Sirens wail, the market's crashing, families cry while fortunes vanish. Jobs are gone, the banks foreclose, but the morbidly rich just strike a pose. They pour the scotch, they clink their glass, they buy up stocks while...
Hey, welcome back. It's 34 minutes past the hour, and we are picking up your calls here. Mark in San Francisco. Hey, Mark. What's up?
Tom, how you doing?
Fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
You know, the mainstream media has been talking about the Democrats and how low they're...
poll ratings are and all that. But what about the Republican Party? It's turned into a fascist party that doesn't represent its constituents anymore. Where's that news?
Yeah, it's a good question, Mark. It's probably the most underreported story in America, that the vast majority of Americans and even the majority of Republicans, when you look at policy by policy, don't agree with the Republican positions.
No, they don't. And the mainstream media is part of the problem. We just don't have the voices in the media to really tell the truth of what's going on in this country. And another thing, the Democrats should come out and tell Trump, instead of firing, you know, the statistics of our economic state in this country, maybe he ought to resign because his policies are going to put us in a depression.
Yeah, I suspect they will. Certainly, we're going to have a recession. There's no doubt in my mind that we're looking at a really serious recession here over the next probably year and a half. But I wouldn't rule out a depression, a flat-out worldwide crash led by the dollar, led by a lack of confidence in the dollar. And the, one of the earlier cracks is, you know, his firing the head of the Bureau of Labor Statistics, which is just insane. It's absolutely, I mean, this is worthy of Mad King Ludwig of Bavaria, you know, who built that beautiful, beautiful castle that everybody likes to go visit, that the Disney castles are based on. I've been there, but he was nuts, you know, and Trump is doing the same thing with the White House. You know, he's trying to turn it into a castle, and he's nuts. Mark, thank you very much. Well said. Ron in Bremerton, Washington. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Dom.
Hey.
Hey, the Epstein files, isn't that another big failure of Mary Garland? You may have talked about this and I missed it, but it seems like, why did he sit on those files for 4 years and do nothing?
I don't know. I suspect that it was considered a dead issue at that point, that it had been so, I mean, it had been over a decade before that all this stuff happened. I doubt Merrick Garland was watching Fox News, which was about the only place anybody was talking about the Epstein files.
Yeah.
But, add it to the long list of questions we'd all love to ask Merrick Garland if he ever decided to talk to the press.
Yeah, it's too bad because, now if there's anything involving Trump donors or Republicans, they probably won't come out.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's an accurate analysis. I really do.
Yeah.
Ron, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, good
thank
talking
you,
to you.
Bye.
Yeah. Silvio in Massapequa, New York. Hey, Silvio, what's on your mind today?
How you doing, Tom?
Good, what's up?
Hi. What I wanted to mention is the economic policy that Trump is pursuing. First of all, the tariffs that he's putting on all these products. Not only on finished products, but on the raw materials and components that are needed.
Like copper now at 50%.
Right.
Yeah.
And this is what they call a cost-push inflation, which is the most dangerous because it's structural within the economy.
That's correct. It's like what we saw with the oil shock in the 1970s, which led to 16% inflation.
And the second thing is his immigration policies, which are going to wreak havoc with the farm economy.
They already are.
Because who's going to harvest the fruits and vegetables?
Yep.
And the third point is his interest. He wants to reduce interest rates, which during a time of inflation will put the inflation on steroids. So this is basically what he's going to do. And as you said, it's going to cause huge economic problems.
Yep.
And Trump, being the person that he is not going to rescind any of these policies because they're central to his entire being.
Yep.
So what he's going to try to do is go to wage and price controls because he looks for the easy way out. The only problem there is that since he's so fond of alternative facts, he better get used to alternative markets, meaning black markets.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, Nixon tried that. Nixon tried that and it blew up in his face.
Right. Very good at finding ways around wage and price controls,
yep.
Which leaves nothing else but to try for him to try to go full authoritarian.
Yeah. Well, my personal take, Silvio, is that he's not going to try to do wage and price controls because it hasn't worked in the past and went.
The last time it was tried was by Republican President Richard Nixon. And, you know, over the short term, it did hold down prices and wages. But then as soon as he took off the controls, boom, you know, there was this explosion of inflation that led Jerry Ford to his whip inflation now buttons, his win buttons. So, but I think he's just going to go straight to the authoritarian thing. I don't think he's going to pass go. He's not going to stop at wage and price controls. I think he's just going to go full authoritarian and just, you know, try to reach out to companies and say, if you don't do this, you're going to be in big trouble. And, you know, we're going to threaten you with government contracts or prosecutions or investigations or how'd you like an IRS audit? You know, that kind of stuff. That's just my opinion. We'll see. Silvio, thanks for the call. Good.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm not.
There you go. Okay. Thanks, Silvio. Mitch in Seattle. Hey, Mitch, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I found something on courthousenews.com.
At where?
Tiffany Doe. Courthousenews.com.
Okay.
This is a Tiffany Doe affidavit, declaration in support of protective order in Epstein case.
Mm-hmm.
Case 1:16-CV-04642-642-RA. Documents 1 and 2 filed June 20th, 2016. Mm-hmm. Page 1 of 2. Declaration in support of plaintiff's request for protective order. I, Tiffany Doe, a pseudonym, state as follow. 1. I am a competent adult over 18 years of age able to testify as to personal knowledge. The facts in this declaration are true and correct to the best of my knowledge, information, and belief, and I am competent to testify to them if called upon.
Yeah, Mitch, can you just cut to the chase here?
Okay, the last part. She met a 13-year-old. She was recruited at 22 years of age by Mr. Epstein to find adolescent women to attend Epstein's parties. She found a 13-year-old adolescent woman at the Port Authority in New York. She persuaded this 13-year-old to go to these parties because she could be a model and meet people to be a model. It was these series of parties she personally witnessed the plaintiffs being forced to perform various sexual acts with Donald J. Trump and Mr. Epstein. Both Mr. Trump and Mr. Epstein were advised that she was 13 years old.
I personally witnessed four
sexual encounters that the plaintiff was forced to have with Mr. Trump during this period, including the fourth of these encounters where Mr. Trump forcibly raped her despite her pleas to stop.
Yeah.
This declaration is filed at the Southern District of New York, supports the plaintiff's request for protective order, details allegations of sexual abuse by Jeffrey Epstein and Donald Trump witnessed by the declarant.
No, I've got this, and I'm familiar with it, Mitch, and it's not a secret. What's the point? Why are you sharing it? Just, you know,
well, I'm just saying. People are looking for what's in the Epstein files, and they're trying to blame Democrats like Clinton and everybody like that for attending, and this is what Trump is really trying to avoid.
Oh, yeah, a bunch of the Epstein files stuff is already public knowledge, and the media just doesn't want to talk about it because I think that they think it's too salacious or because Trump is denying it. I'm not sure why, but yeah, you're absolutely right. That is there. And here we go. Mitch, thanks for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Eric in Mojave, California. Hey, Eric, what's up?
Tom, good talking to you. Talking to your last caller, you know, I blame the media for a lot of this stuff. This stuff is out there, and they didn't report on it. And you know he's guilty of everything. But getting back to the gerrymandering, I know. And they should have brought it up in 2016. He would have never won.
Yeah.
But you know, and think of how great the country would have been right now if they had.
But the Democrats decided they were going to fight the high road. They weren't going to play like as if they were Republicans. Yeah.
And going on that subject of the high road, you know, when they go low, we go high. I think that we need to start realizing and give the Democrats an out. If gerrymandering is the new coin of the realm, it is the new rules of the game. If you're a boxer and low blows are now legal, you have to use them.
Yeah.
And instead of when the media asks them, are you going to do these things, tell them, you know what, if the Republicans say that they are the law of the land, then we're going to use the new laws and the new rules, and we're going to follow the rules. If they set the new rules of cheating, and cheating is the new rule, then we are going to do it and give them the opportunity and the out to be the, you know, the good person that they want to be. They want to follow the rules. Let them follow the new rules.
Yeah. No, I completely agree, Eric. The fight fire with fire. It's, you know, the metaphor that I use is if the NFL said, you know, you can have 3-1 men on the field during the game. And, you know, the Patriots say, cool, we'll put the 3 men on the field. And the Chiefs say, no, we like it the way it was. We think that's more fair. Who's going to start winning all these games?
Tell the Chiefs that we are rule followers and we must follow the rules.
Exactly.
And that's why we're doing it, because we are rule followers.
Exactly. Amen, Eric. Yeah, the Supreme Court has said you can cage, you can purge, you can, you know, the Democrats need to start doing it.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
5 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. Stay with us. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
Wisconsin, are you feeling summer? Then it's time to feel cheesy with delicious fair food. Feel grand with Wisconsin's top exhibitors, from quilting to horse shows. Feel amped with live music at the Bank 5-9 Amphitheater and Main Stage. And if you're feeling gutsy, Spin City is calling your name. It's time to feel good, July 31st to August 10th, only at Wisconsin State Fair. Presented by U.S. Cellular.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
One of the most basic things that a free people could want. Not going bankrupt because of healthcare. If it sounds like I'm banging my head against the microphone, yeah. It's that we are having this discussion about having to hold benefits for people because they didn't have proper health insurance coverage, because they're threatened with bankruptcy, which again happens in no other developed country in the world.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You've probably heard the rumor you can't regrow cartilage, but what if that's not entirely true? Science has discovered a unique protein that may help support joint cartilage regeneration naturally. Imagine moving freely without stiffness or pain. And the bonus? A glowing, hydrated look with fewer fine lines and wrinkles. Meet Native Path Collagen, a clean, single-ingredient formula made with hydrolyzed collagen peptides. No fillers, no additives, no artificial junk. Third-party tested for purity and packed with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers, the ones your body needs the most for healthy joints, skin, bone, hair, nails, and gut. Just 2 scoops a day delivers 18 grams of protein. Mix it into your coffee, tea, or any drink. It's completely flavorless and easy to use. Consistency is the key. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. Only available at getnativepath.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's get, G-E-T, getnativepath.com/Tom. Feel better, look younger, start your transformation today at getnativepath.com/Tom. Welcome back, 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Scott Newport. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey. You touched a nerve talking about plastic pollution. I was the chair of the Newport chapter of the Strider Foundation for a year and a half. And one of the things that I was doing besides doing the beach cleanups and all the other stuff was researching what they call plastic roads. And, you know, 7 to 9% of an asphalt road is made up of oil.
Right.
And this could all be done with waste plastic. And there is a company in Scotland who's been doing it for about a dozen years. They have contracts in Canada, in India, and other Commonwealth nations. And, you know, this would be like you could just take care of recycling all the waste plastic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's one of these things that oil companies don't want it to happen because they're selling oil to asphalt companies.
Yeah.
Asphalt is 100% recycled at this time. The gravel's used over and over and over. But the oil doesn't last. It evaporates. It, you know, it breaks down and everything.
Sure.
But when it's in the road, it's inert.
Yeah.
And it doesn't cause any harm. It doesn't go into the water table. It doesn't get into us. There's a study from University of Vienna that's over, 10 or 12 years now, where every human being that they've ever tested, their feces had microplastic in it.
Oh, and they're doing autopsies and things. So they're finding the average person has about a credit card's worth of microplastic scattered throughout our body, and it does concentrate in our brains as well, and it's just not a good thing. Yeah, Scott, I'm with you. We need to do something about this. We need to do something soon. Scott, thank you. Joe in Nutley, New Jersey. Hey, Joe, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
A couple weeks ago, you mentioned you had pity or some pity for the maggots because they're in an information bubble.
Mm-hmm.
And you said they were kind of victims. And I would just take issue with that. I think they're willing victims. I think they're willfully ignorant.
Oh, I think that's true of many of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not sure it's true of all of them.
I didn't say, well, no, but as I bet many of them, it's like listening to classic rock, which, you know, you and I grew up with. And it gives you that sense of nostalgia, and they know it's BS to a degree, but it's the BS that makes them feel good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's comforting that, you know, white people were in charge and minorities kept their place and women were, you know, it gives them that sense of nostalgia. At least that's my opinion. And I don't have much sympathy for many of them. They could easily, you know, we're all fed the same, same BS. Yet you and I can figure it out, and you know I'm no genius. And they seem to be comfortable with it.
Yeah, no, I totally get it, and people do look for things that reinforce their worldview. And you know, the question is, where was the first time they got that shot of heroin? You know, where were they introduced to the cult? For many of them, it was probably Rush Limbaugh. For some, it'll go all the way back to William F. Buckley. For others, it's far more recent. Jen, you know, Jen, what's her last name, Sean, who did the brainwashing of my dad? Jen Senko. Her movie, you can see it now on YouTube. It's on Netflix. She wrote a book about it, The Brainwashing of My Dad. It's just great. And her dad was just like this really decent guy who started watching Fox News and became this absolute screaming, angry, furious curmudgeon. And then they child locked his TV so he couldn't find Fox News anymore. And he just thought it went away. And suddenly, within 6 months to a year, he was back to being a decent human being again. I mean, you know, it's possible to reprogram people. It's not always that easy. But, Joe, I get your point. Thank you. Annette in Baltimore. Hey, Annette, what's on your mind today?
Oh, it was one thing. Now it's a couple. But anyway, my theory about the files, why they don't want it released. Yeah. And hi, how are you? Happy August.
Thanks,
Annette. My theory is, okay, everybody knows that I call the president the felon. I never use his name because he makes money off of it, right?
Yeah.
I think everybody knew the felon was a pervert, right? Way back when.
Yeah.
So I don't really think that he doesn't want the files to be released because of him, but because of, like, an international mob, the people that went was, you know, going down into the island. I believe that's also the reason why they killed Epstein. Not so much because of the felon, but because of the other people that was coming.
So
like,
do you think some of those rich, wealthy men are leaning on Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I really, you know, because I believe it's like more like an international mob kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know, that the felon was just a useful fool, right?
Yep.
You know, he only became relevant when he became president, but they kind of pushed him there, too. His whole thing reminds me is a narrative of a movie, The Manchurian Candidate, movie back in the 50s, Trump.
I remember it well. In fact, Louise and I went back and rewatched it a couple, 2-3 years ago, and just to see. Annette, thank you. Thank you. I think you're absolutely right. I do. Thank you. Although I do think that Donald Trump is terrified. He's apparently calling up random old friends of his and media people going, I didn't have Jeffrey Epstein killed. Yeah, right. Thanks so much for being with us. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Have a great afternoon. I will catch up with you tomorrow. Stay safe. Be good to yourself and stay safe. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. That's 800.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
It's fun to look back and laugh now.
That was a bad day.
There are marriages that have died on less. Our first actual fight as a married couple was about the house rules of playing Monopoly. We've not really played Monopoly since. When you can modify an app, you can modify the rules of the game. Maybe there are times when you are better off just playing the computer. Play something else with your spouse instead.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 540 WAUK Jackson, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
CBS News Brief. Several thousand workers at three Midwest manufacturing plants where Boeing develops military aircraft and weapons are on strike.
I will be out here on my shift every day until the new contract is offered and we ratify a new one.
The vote to strike came after they rejected an earlier proposed contract, which included a 20% wage increase over 4 years. Dozens of Democratic state lawmakers in Texas have scattered around the country. It is a last-ditch effort to prevent Republicans from adopting U.S. House maps that President Trump wants in place before the 2026 midterm elections. CBS's Finn Gomez says history is repeating itself.
In 2003 and 2021, when Texas Democrats did something similar, it ended up just delaying the inevitable result, but it brought attention and criticism nationally. What Democrats are saying is unconstitutional, undemocratic.
A shooting during a music festival after party in downtown Los Angeles leaves two people dead, six others wounded. CBS News Brief, I'm Matt Piper.